But I prefer in these meetings that if you have not problems so much, but you have a little issue, like, you know, a little argument between husband and wife or some little dilemma that you don't know how to deal with. Because that will give me the opportunity to show you the principle behind it. Because everything I say, there's a principle behind everything. There's a principle behind everything, like one is the common denominator, I mean, is the basis of every other, all the mathematics. You got to have, well, zero and one, I suppose. The universe was created from nothing. And of course, the only way something could be a nothing is not be anything in this world. So it crosses a border and becomes one, a thing. And from one thing becomes other things and everything. And from everything comes everything else. That's your problem. You've got one thing wrong with you. Nothing more. But from one thing sprung two things. And 2, 4, 4, 8, 8, 16 exponentially. Until you're dead. If you can get hold or grasp that one thing and start to rethink your life or math, there'll be order. When there's order, your body is very smart. You're sitting in the middle of that body and you're panicking because everything's going wrong and you have no power to fix it. But what you do have is the power to make it worse. So the more you try to fix it, the worse it gets. Isn't that a nice thing? Now, the trouble is, because you have no faith greater than your own, you're tempted to fix what is broken. And it gets worse. And you're tempted to fix what's broken. And it gets worse. And so on, until you get a doctor. And he fixes you, and he makes you worse. You can live a little longer with his help, and he would be very useful, but of course you have to always deal with the symptom. We're living beings. We do need a little help to get you, to let you live long enough, which is what doctors should do, and help you understand what you've done wrong. Then you need less and less and less medicine, and you're a healthy critter. I've proved it in my own life. I've been very, very ill for 25 years. It's because I swallowed sewage from swimming in the ocean. I didn't understand anything about my body at all. My mind was doing very fine and I was staying very well, except I got an intruder, parasite. Didn't know, very dangerous thing. And that worked havoc, and one thing led to another. It's a whole story. Not one single doctor was able to diagnose it. But it was something you'd get in Mexico, but worse. But they don't know their medicine. Well, that's another story. Doctors are not the same kind of creatures that they used to be. They did more with less. Now they do less with more. But most of them are non-skulls, nice little school kids. Very insecure with their little white coats and stethoscopes. I make everyone feel uncomfortable. You know, one of them tried to kill me. It actually wasn't a doctor, it was a nurse. But in the recovery room, I'll tell you a story about that one over the some other day. If you are continuously treated for symptoms, you'll live longer, but your soul will deteriorate because you haven't learned the lesson. And you will become dependent on your medicine and your psychiatrists and whatever it is you depend upon to feel better, to set aside your consciousness of what is wrong, to the point that you're so involved in avoidance, denial, you don't even know you're in denial. So you're completely lost. You don't know you're lost. And the doctor's lost as well. And you go to hell together, so to speak. The average age of a doctor is 59. He doesn't do very well. Same as a policeman. I mean, their mortality rate is suicide and alcoholism and God knows what. Doctor, heal thyself. So what we need to learn here is to be thoroughly and completely independent, not arrogantly independent. Not go to someone because you need them, because sometimes you do need advice. You need advice from people who have learned things ahead of you. That's wonderful. But you have to have the wisdom to see which one that is, because there's 1,000 people peddling herbs. There's 1,000 people giving you vitamins. There's 1,000 different diets. And not most of them wrong. And when they're right, well, you might get the right medicine, but using it at the wrong time. So it doesn't work. If you write the right medicine at the right time, it works. There's 1,000 combinations of everything, and you will all die in your sins. That's why Jesus says, narrow is the way, and few are those that find it. I see most of the people here just locked up. You're locked up. You are somewhat locked up. You're locked up. You're really locked up. You're getting unlocked, but locked up. And I can see in the back, young lady here, locked up, from Arizona, aren't you? Quiet, angry.
I'm not angry, I'm just quiet.
I'm also angry. That's why are you here? Because you've got a problem. You don't come all this way, you know, without a problem. You can hear me on the radio, and we appreciate you coming, and I want to be of service, but I have to be very direct. Because I want to involve my audience. You have to learn to loosen up too. See? And so, what does it take? Most of you here are stragglers. You're getting better. I see some of you getting better. But what it should take, to be very frank with you, I should talk, my wife's taken 53 years and she's barely getting it. There's a stubbornness. But if there's a willingness, an openness, a love of God, what does that mean? I mean, and that only made him worse. And there was a vicious cycle. Hate, 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 hate. No matter what you do, you couldn't please him. So, but all that hate does not allow you to develop character. So you did become nothing. And he was correct in his observation, but his ego puffed up on your nothingness and enjoyed making you more nothing, because that's how he became a something. Because some people become somethings, they're nothing also. But then they get a sense, a rush of power when they can degrade you, because you're giving them the power to be a bigger beast, not a better man. And he gave you the power to be a bigger wimp, not a better person. But in your wimpness, you're sweet and nice and virtuous. You wouldn't hurt a fly. See? When you should.
Yeah.
So to speak, you're not sitting there and judging.
Yeah, the judgment is sufficient righteousness.
Yeah, and then, you know, you get your high right there.
You get your high. It's a secret high. It's a drug. It's the worst kind of drug.
I, very similar to, or the same to Marilyn, I remember an incident as a little child and my mother screaming at me, why won't you talk to me? And me feeling so self-righteous, so full of that hatred and anger, but hiding it and not showing it.
Same here.
And using not answering my parents as a weapon to beat them over.
To frustrate them.
Yes.
See how all this works? Now we're dealing with the little issues. See how we got to the little issues? They're not so little, but we're talking about certain things. And what is this? It goes back to that one point.